Ever get fooled by a butterfly? You think you know what's what with those colorful wings? Then boom, something totally different throws you off.
Oh, definitely. Those head-scratcher moments when things don't quite fit, that's where the real fun begins.
Right. Today, we're diving deep into a story that's all about that kind of discovery and surprise. Carl Linnaeus, the taxonomy king, and how he classified butterflies. But it gets kind of quirky.
Linnaeus, he's the guy who brought order to how we name things, right? Before him, total free-for-all, scientists everywhere using different names for the same species.
Chaos. How'd they get anything done?
Right, but Linnaeus swoops in with binomial nomenclature like us, Homo sapiens. Game changer.
So, thanks to Linnaeus, we can make sense of the natural world, naming-wise at least. But here's where it gets wild, and you're going to love this. We're not just talking labels. We're talking Linnaeus, using his love of order for something totally unexpected retell in the Trojan War. With butterflies.
All thanks to Queen Lavisa Ulrica's butterfly collection. Not just a hobby. This was the start of a unique experiment in classification.
Hold on, Linnaeus used butterflies to tell a story. Like an epic poem, but with insects.
He did. You could say Linnaeus, trying to make nature need, accidentally invented scientific storytelling. He studied the Queen's collection, started naming these butterflies after Trojan War figures, connecting their looks to the characters.
Okay, I'm all in on this. How did Linnaeus connect a butterfly to, like, Achilles? Did he just, like, throw darts at a board of names?
Not at all. Think about it. Back in the 1700s, the Iliad, the Trojan War, that was, like, their blockbuster movie. Everyone knew it. Linnaeus would known it inside and out.
So, like, knowing every detail of Star Wars, but for Greek myths.
Exactly. And just like we picture Darth Vader, his suit, his powers, Linnaeus used the butterfly's looks to find their epic match.
Exactly.
It's like he's bringing those old stories to life with these beautiful creatures.
Okay, I need an example. Hit me with one that really sells it.
Picture this. Ornithoptera priamus. Big, majestic, bold markings. Linnaeus, he saw King Priam, the ruler of Troy, right there in that butterfly.
Talk about a royal butterfly. It sounds like a perfect fit.
Oh, it is. And get this, the female. He names her after Riponia Hippolytus.
Wait, Riponia who? Iliad's a little rusty. I don't remember her.
And that's the mystery. No one's really sure who Riponia is in the Trojan War, if she was even a big character.
So Linnaeus, maybe riffing a bit there. I kind of like that.
Adds to the fun. But it shows how Linnaeus was limited. He had these butterflies, his knowledge of the Trojan War. That's it.
Right. No internet searches for him. Just him, these exotic butterflies, pinned up, each one like a postcard from somewhere amazing. Okay, so King Priam, butterfly form, but he didn't stop there, right? What about the other big names?
You want to see how he thought visually? Check out Menelaus and Helen of Troy. Menelaus, Helen's hubby, all about power. Linnaeus picks Morphomenelaus, that bright blue, huge butterfly.
Gotta have a butterfly that screams king, right?
Exactly. Now, Helen, she started the whole Trojan War, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beauty and all that. Linnaeus chose Papilio, Helena. Not as flashy as a Morpho, but those Papilios, they're captivating in a different way. Makes you wonder if Linnaeus was showing us that quiet beauty, the kind that's both gorgeous and dangerous.
So even back then, reading between the lines or maybe reading between the wings, but did it always work, that matchup? Like, what about Achilles?
Yeah.
Hard to picture a butterfly living up to that legend. So what about Achilles? What butterfly could possibly capture that energy?
Right. You'd think, big hero, gotta be a showstopper butterfly. But Linnaeus goes with Morpho Achilles, and it's kind of unexpected.
Not the biggest, boldest butterfly out there?
Nope. Morpho Achilles is subtler, more low-key. And get this, Linnaeus even said he didn't have the best example to work with.
Wait, so he's working with, what, a beat-up butterfly? Was that on purpose? Did Linnaeus see some, like, hidden depth in this more so, like Achilles? Or was he just making do? Feels like he's challenging us centuries later to figure it out.
That's what's so cool. This is more than just sorting. Linnaeus makes us think about these butterflies in a totally different way. See them as something more.
He knew, right? Stories make us pay attention, make us want to learn. What would Linnaeus think of how W classify stuff today? Top 10 lists, memes going viral.
He'd be blown away, but I think he'd get it. We're always trying to find patterns, make sense of things, even if it's just for fun.
Okay, so we've gone from the Trojan War to butterflies fit for a queen. What's the big takeaway from our deep dive today?
Science isn't just cold facts. It's passion, curiosity, and yeah, a little bit of whimsy. Linnaeus, he could have just sorted those butterflies by how they looked, and that would have been huge for science. But he tells a story instead, connects them to something bigger.
And by doing that, he reminds us knowledge isn't stuck in time. It changes. We see it in new ways.
Yeah.
A little imagination never hurts.
Exactly. So next time you're learning something new, don't just take it and ask questions. Make those connections. Find the story that makes it stick.
Why, Aeneas, the OG science storyteller. So you see a butterfly. Don't just see the wings, think about the stories they could tell. Until next time, keep exploring. Stay curious.